Oh, bitch, you ain't shit.
Hey, y'all, I'm Queen Chickenhead.
And I'm Breezy the Gent.
And we are the You Ain't Shit Podcast.
Thank you. I always gotta thank y'all every week because it's really appreciated that you continue to listen and hopefully share with your friends so your friends are listening, continue to listen.
Yes, because honestly, I'd be like, what the hell? Half the time, I'd be like, what are we talking about? Why are they even listening? But I appreciate it, y'all. I really do. From the bottom of my heart, even with y'all engaging with us, it's highly, highly, highly appreciated. Thank you.
Definitely thank you. So, how was your week?
My week was boring.
Week/weekend. I mean, did you do anything?
I did nothing exciting. The most exciting thing was me seeing my niece, and all she did was sleep. So, my week was boring.
I mean, seeing your niece is exciting.
Yeah.
Your new niece, right?
Yes, my new niece. But she's literally a week old, so all she did was sleep.
I'm surprised you even got to see her. So, I mean, you know. Shout out to that because it's COVID.
It is COVID.
People ain't visiting babies out here.
It is COVID. My thing was, and I thought about that, so I had on a whole outer layer that as soon as I got into their house, I took off.
Okay.
I still had my mask on. I washed my hands, then sanitized my hands. And then I had the little, the burping blanket on me as I was holding her. So I took all my precautions seriously. I was not playing.
All right, right on. Shout out to the new baby again. That's exciting.
Yes.
New life. There's so many new lives in 2020 because people just fucking during this quarantine.
Yes. Like, my God. Did the condoms run out too, y'all?
I guess so.
Did the pull-out method stop?
Nah. WAP came out.
Oh, shit. I don't know, but it's
revved
something going
engines
around.
And shit.
I'm thinking COVID is the pregnancy thing. I don't know. What's going on?
Because it's going to be a real baby boom. Like,
yes, it is.
It's definitely going to be a boom.
The end of this year, early next year is here. So, Breezy, how was your week?
My week was fine. I really chilled. Well, not just chilled. I worked because I work every weekday. So, that's a thing. The week itself was cool. Like, I just worked. I saw Antebellum on Friday night.
Okay, what's...
That new Janelle Monáe movie.
I couldn't think of her name.
From the directors of Get Out and one other movie that I'm forgetting right now. Forgive me, but it was pretty good.
Honestly,
I love Janelle Monáe. So what I'm gonna say is she did a really good job in the movie as an actress.
Okay.
Now the actual movie itself. I honestly wish there was more to the story.
So what was the movie actually about? What was the storyline from the movie?
I really don't want to give it away because telling you what the storyline is telling you what the movie, like.
You could tell me. I ain't going to watch it.
But this is everybody else, so I got to be considerate. If people are going to watch it, then we got listeners, so.
You're right.
I mean, that's at least 100 people that's going. This movie going to be ruined for, so I don't want to do that.
Okay, so what is the movie streaming on?
It is streaming on hella platforms, actually.
Okay.
I can tell you in one moment. I found out. I watched it on Vudu because that's a platform that's
Vudu.
On PlayStation, so I'd be able to watch it on TV. I just didn't want to watch it on my laptop.
Okay. I have Vudu on my TV.
But they have it. It's really everywhere. They have it on Prime, Apple TV, Vudu, Google Play, Fandango, YouTube, Redbox.
Is it free?
No, it's not free. $20. I paid $20 for it.
Never mind. You can ruin it for me then.
I will. I'll ruin it for you afterwards.
You spent that $20 for us.
Right?
Because I ain't paying for that. No.
Mm-mm. It was nice to sit back and watch a movie. I forgot that new movies are coming out, so I gotta get back into the swing of that. Like, I don't mind. Like, if I want to go to the movies, then why not buy a movie and sit back and watch it at home? I don't mind that. That's cool. And that might be the new thing anyway with COVID. Like, that might be a new norm for movies.
Oh, see, you know, I'm like, you know how the movie, the new version of Mulan came out on Disney? I'm not paying $30. I'm gonna wait till this
30.
Yes, I'm gonna wait for December to come because in December is gonna be free. Disney. I'm like, oh, December's 2 months away. That's fine.
Disney out here, $30.
Yes, I'm like, so y'all gonna make me pay $30 to watch it when it first comes out, versus, and then you're gonna make it free in December? No, because then I just wasted my $30.
I can wait. We can sit around as a family, watch it for the holidays.
There we go.
Thank you. Thank you for giving me something to do.
Because if I don't like it, I'm going to be pissed.
That you paid $30 for it.
Exactly. And I, you know, I could have just sat here and watched old movies. I could have watched the old Mulan for free.
Ain't nothing wrong with the old Mulan. It's a great movie.
Yeah.
You can definitely watch that for free.
It has to be a movie I really, really, really want to see. Like, for me to really pay for it and want to watch it right then and there.
That's how I felt about this movie.
Okay.
I like Janelle. So I wanted to support. And I mean, it was cool. And then yesterday, I went out last night and got really drunk.
How many drinks did you have, Breezy?
All right. Y'all, so I'm a lightweight now. I used to be able to drink, like, I mean, I guess that's most people that went to college, like, we all used to be able to drink.
Yes, we did.
But, yeah, no, I had two drinks last night. Two and a half. I had bourbon in one drink, tequila in another. And that second drink, I'm definitely going to say that second drink was strong as hell. Like, it tasted like he just put tequila in there, like, and nothing else.
Tequila mixes well with nothing.
It was nasty, and I drank it all, so I was drunk. And then I came home feeling good, thought that I was chilling, so I grabbed a beer out the refrigerator, drank half of that, and yeah. I threw up last night. I'm not even going fucking flex.
Oh my gosh.
It was bad. I woke up with a hangover, like, I just made me real humble myself. That's what the fuck that did, because I thought I was cool. Just two drinks. Like, it was light. Not that light. Not that light at all. But it was fun. It was a good time. I went out for my best friend's birthday. So, it was a good occasion.
Yeah, that's always fun, going out for birthdays. Especially right now. It's like, go out when you can.
Yeah, we sat outside. We went to some Mexican restaurant. It was cold as fuck.
I was about to say.
I was the only one. Well, I'm not. Well, I don't know about anybody else, but I felt like I was the only one cold because I had on two jackets. For sure. I came out there like, I thought I was ready. I had on a t-shirt and a blazer and was like, cool. All right, cool. This is going to be the outfit.
A blazer?
Yeah, no. I fucked up by wearing a t-shirt and a blazer. Like, yes. I should have wore a long sleeve shirt and a jacket or a coat or something.
Or a hoodie,
like,
or something.
Anything. But no, I fucked that up. So somebody let me get their jacket because they saw me over there shivering, sitting at the table, like,
oh shit.
Y'all enjoying yourselves?
Yeah, no. This whole eating outside, dining outside, I love. But the concept does not work in the fall and winter time.
I'm wondering how they're going to sustain after that. Because, like, it was cute when they opened up. And it's just like, oh, we can go outdoors and sit out on the deck. And sit out. Not when it's snowing outside.
And, yeah, because restaurants are not even letting 50% inside. It's 50% outside. So.
Right.
Yeah, guys, it was fun. Eating outside, dining out.
It's been real. You better catch your favorite restaurant now while it's still not that cold.
Yes, do it during the day when the
Please.
Sun is still shining.
Catch you a happy hour, because we went at, I was there at like 7, 8 p.m. Cold as a motherfucker.
Oh, no.
I was over it. And I wasn't over it, but I was cold.
I had my heat on driving at 8 o'clock last night, so I know it was cold.
Yeah, we was out there drinking cold drinks with ice in them, and it was just not helping. It didn't help.
They didn't even have heaters outside? Nothing.
No heaters outside. No music outside. Like, we were just sitting out there.
Yeah, sitting out there, not moving.
No atmosphere. Like, it wasn't nothing.
They set y'all up for real.
They did. The food was all right, though. Well, I mean, my food was all right. I think everybody else's food, they enjoyed. Maybe. So I guess that's what's worth it. Whatever. Anyway, I had a good time. Boring week, but a cool weekend. Saw a movie, went out, and I got some shit to edit. So that's going to be the rest of my weekend.
Okay. Well, I'm glad one of us had a good week, because, like I said, my shit was boring. Even working was boring.
Let's do a little foreplay.
What shit have these celebrities been getting into this week?
So the big story, we all know, we all saw, our girl Cardi, divorce Offset. Or, well, she filed for divorce. So that's where we're at with that relationship.
Are we really surprised? Are we? I can't say. I think I'm more surprised that she actually went through with it than anything. Like, it was set in stone. She filed that shit and said, nigga, I'm done. I definitely did not see them lasting.
And she wants full legal and physical custody of Culture.
I don't blame
and,
her.
And child support payments.
I don't blame her. I can honestly say that I don't. I didn't know he had other children until...
What?
Culture was born.
Oh my gosh. She got like so many other kids. Not so many, but I mean, got, like, I saw two after or three,
the,
I think.
I saw with the album cover.
All right, the damn well, kids. All of them.
But before that, I didn't even know he had that many. I didn't even know he had one, let alone multiple, until the album cover came out. And, I mean, of course, we don't know these people's lives, but could you really blame her for wanting full custody?
No.
I don't.
No.
Yeah.
Like, that's her prerogative.
And I can honestly say, if they weren't married, would he really be in Culture's life like that?
Maybe. Yeah, no, I think yes, because of who she is.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, I will give him that, but that's
it is fucked up, but yeah, he would be there because it's Cardi B. That's the child that's gonna be in the public regardless, so you gotta be there.
You know what, you are absolutely right, which is fucked up in so many levels, but celebrity life.
I mean, like, he seemed like he's grown up in the fatherhood aspect. At least from the album, it seemed like he's ready to take care of his family and set the stone for his kids. Like, that's something that's...
So, nigga, why can't you keep your dick in your pants? You want to set the stone, set the milestone or whatever, the tone, whatever the fuck, and you can't keep your dick in your pants?
According to Cardi B, it wasn't because of cheating.
Oh, bitch, bye. Bitch, bye.
But according to Tasha K, it was because of cheating, and he might have even had a side baby that was aborted. Allegedly. We don't know these things. I have no idea if this is true, but these are claims that were alluded.
That's definitely up his alley. I would not be surprised again if it was because of a outside child, but
which Cardi also denied. She said there was no side baby, which could probably be true if, you know, the girl did get an abortion, so there is no side baby.
Right. The baby's not here anymore.
Right.
But at the same time, it's like, girl, why are you caping for this man? Who gives a shit why you're divorcing him?
It's probably for her image too. Like, she thinks she'll look bad because she took him back after the public cheat, and then it comes out that he has a side baby. Like, that would probably look so bad for her.
I mean, but that's your business, girl.
Right. Like, I honestly wouldn't judge her. Like, that's still his actions that he did. So right. At the end of the day, he's the one that's accountable for it. But people would be out there like, oh, she looked dumb because she took him back knowing that he was gonna do this, and now look at her.
I mean, Shaquan, you look dumb too, because you took Ray Bay back 8 times and he still did the same shit. So
okay,
what's really the difference? Like, what's the difference? I'm not gonna judge nobody for continuously taking their man back, and then they have a child together, they are married. I mean, hey, it is what it is. But my whole thing was, I as we were talking about this, I'm thinking like, did you guys get married in hopes that he would stop cheating?
Did the marriage happen before? Oh yeah, no, it did. After he cheated. It happened after he cheated.
Yeah. After her whole lawsuit thing.
Well, no, I mean, that wasn't her idea. Offset did that shit. Remember, he fucking interrupted her whole
I forgot about that.
Like, made it made a whole scene to ask to her hand in marriage. Like, that was his idea.
I forgot about that. I don't know. This is just... He probably thought that ring was going to keep her.
Probably.
Damn, girl. I wish you would have said no. So, did she get pregnant after they got married?
Yeah.
Okay.
From my understanding, yeah. From my recollection, I'm going to say that much. Because I think... I'm pretty sure. Now I want to double check.
Yeah, like, it honestly, it seemed like everything just happened so quickly with them.
Well, they was only married for 3 years.
And Coach is what, 2? Okay.
So, yeah. I don't even got to look that up. We did math.
Yeah. I think she's 2. These celebrity kids grow up so fast. I'll be forgetting.
Yo, did you see that picture of Beyonce and Blue Ivy?
Blue Ivy's a teenager by now, okay? Yo,
they the same height.
My little baby is a teenager out
That's
here.
That's crazy. Like, they really growing fast as hell. Remember when Blue was born? Like,
oh my God.
That felt like yesterday. This girl is the same height as Beyonce.
I remember she announced that she was pregnant on the VMAs.
Right. Child. Remember the VMAs? Remember award shows? The regular ones that had audiences? Damn it, COVID.
Yes, but... Cardi, I hope you get everything that you asked for, sis. Because that man will put you through hell and high water. And it don't look like it's going to get any better than this.
Do you think she even need it? Well, I guess that's not the point.
It's not about what she needs.
She don't need that ass shit from him, honestly. I feel like she's the one for nothing but child support. I feel like she's the breadwinner, honestly.
Who gets this house? Who gets this $5 million house?
Cardi, probably.
I want to know who paid for
that. Cardi, probably.
Who name is on that fucking
thing? Probably Cardi.
Yeah.
My bet's on that.
Yeah, I think so. More than likely.
Sure, Offset got money, but I feel like I've never done the research yet to see no net worth, but I feel like Cardi B might be a little bit more worth than he is.
Yeah, but you know, net worth is just what you're worth. It's not necessarily
what you got. That's true.
So, but I can see her having more. I think her deal is probably better than his because he's also 1/3 of a group and she's a solo artist.
Right, and she get endorsements. She had that Pepsi deal.
Oh, fuck. You know Pepsi paying her.
Right.
What? Oh, yeah. Cardi got damn well set.
Fashion Nova. She got a whole line with Fashion Nova, don't she?
I think so. I don't know. All I know is my sis got some money. She got the number one song in the world.
Look out for this next album whenever it's coming out, because that's also something that she talked about. She don't know when it's coming out, but maybe we'll get a single sometime soon.
I'm ready for some heat, sis. Let's go. Bring it on. Me,
Her and Keisha Cole can have a party together.
Oh, Jesus.
They can have a divorce party.
Keisha Cole had a song together about this shit. Oh.
That would actually be pretty fire.
That was me who said that. So, run me my money. If it happens, run me my money.
Let's look forward to that. Let's talk that into existence, because, you know, both of our sisters is about to be single, ready to mingle.
Yes, I'm here for it. I am here for it.
They need a single to launch them out in the forefront.
And then throw Megan on there so she can talk about that nigga shooting her.
Oh my gosh.
It's lit. Yes. The ancient nigga anthem of the century. Let's go. We're going to put that on the podcast.
What's going on with that anyway? Is Tory Lanez in jail?
No, he is not. I know they're still investigating it, but that's why they really aren't supposed to talk about it. But no, this nigga is still not in jail. Can't kick him out, or we haven't kicked him out of the country. So yeah.
Right. Well, I guess we can't. Is that still closed? We can't go nowhere internationally, right?
Yeah, nowhere's accepting us, honestly. I mean, Mexico's accepting us. Y'all are living it up in fucking Tulum.
Are they?
Yes, they are.
In Mexico, of all places.
Yes.
I'm nervous.
Who else is letting us? Jamaica's letting us in. And I think Barbados, but that's about it.
Hmm.
Everybody else said no, niggas. Even Hawaii's not even letting people in from the mainland.
Right. Like, that's crazy.
Like, y'all part of us, and we can't even.
Y'all keep your honky asses over there.
Yeah.
With the bullshit. Puerto Rico just opened their borders back up.
Yes, they did.
And they're requiring you to get tested before you get there.
All places are requiring you have to get tested.
I didn't know that.
Before you go anywhere out of the country. Yep, Jamaica, you have to do it for Jamaica. And you have to do it for Mexico.
That makes sense, though. Yeah. They ain't letting the COVID come over there. Like, what's the point in coming over here when you got COVID? Just stay over there.
That's true. But I know in Puerto Rico, they got a 10 o'clock curfew, 10 p.m. curfew. So
I saw that. Like, what's the... Well, I guess you can still go and enjoy the daytime. You can't, like, it's not all about the nightlife.
You can't go on the beach. That's why I said, I'm like...
What are you going for?
Yeah. Somebody asked me, like, why haven't you gone anywhere?
To go to the jungle?
Because there's nowhere I would want to spend my money on to go that's allowing us to go. Like, I want to go on an actual island. I love Jamaica, but I don't want to go to Jamaica right now.
Is it the same thing? You can't go to the beach?
You can't. I don't know. Don't ask me.
Okay.
You probably have to stay on a resort. I haven't seen anybody do, like, activities out there.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know.
Well, shout out to Cardi.
Get yours, sis. Get
please,
yours.
Please.
Just a quickie.
So, I have a question.
Okay.
Can you learn to be passionate, like sexually? Can you learn to be passionate about someone if there's no chemistry at first?
I want to say, I would like to say yes, but knowing me and how I am as far as how I put sex on a pedestal, it will be hard for me to get there. Okay. I would personally like to say, like, you probably more than likely yes, but for me it will take a while. It will take a bit, because if I'm not like sexually into you, if I don't feel like it's any chemistry there for us to even get to be sexual with one another, why am I here? What's the point? Like, I didn't. It might sound bad, but at the same time, it's like that's my need. Like, I'm a very sexual person, so I need to have sex with the person that I'm with. And if I don't feel like, and if I feel like our chemistry just is not there, then it might put a strain on our relationship.
I feel that. I think I can agree with that too. I understand. Can you learn to be passionate about someone? I'm gonna say, for the most part, for me, it's a no. Just from my personal experiences, I'm like very one and done. So if it's just not good, it's not good. Like, we don't need to like learn anything. I can just move on and call it a day.
Yeah. So like, as far as learning. So say if you guys, you really like the person, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
so I like them first before I fuck them, is that like,
I mean for me, I would have to take some type of liking to you to want to fuck you.
Oh, really? Okay.
I mean, for me personally, yes.
All right, cool.
Whether it be,
not for me,
whether it be just a physical attraction, something about you had to make me like you.
Well, yeah, if you include physical attraction, then yeah, that's a thing. But like, actually liking the person as a person, that doesn't have to be a thing.
Okay, I mean,
not at first.
Okay, for you, yes.
Because it's like, you're attracted to the person, so you immediately, not immediately, but like, if you feel like you want to have sex with them because you're attracted to them, like, that you're already feeling that before you even know them to know that you like them.
Yeah.
So it don't always gotta be like, oh, I like that person. It's just like, oh no, they're fine as fuck. But like,
okay, so that kind of like put a pin in what I was talking about. Because I was thinking,
I mean, it's still your opinion, you know. You got,
no, I'm thinking more so of like somebody that I'm talking to or that I have plans on talking to versus just us fucking. Because if I don't find you attractive, I ain't gonna fuck you.
Right.
But if I really, if I look at you as somebody I want to actually talk to maybe potentially starting some type of relationship, then yeah, I would have to, we have to be connected on another level versus just physical for me to even want to get there with you. So I feel like I can tell that within like the first few days of us talking.
Right.
If I'm even going to give you this pussy or not. Like.
Okay. Man, I don't know. It's always been different for me. Because I, like, sex for the most part has been pretty detached from emotions. So I never really had to, I never felt like I had to like the person or like get to know them. Honestly, like I didn't feel like I ever needed to do that. Like at any point.
Yeah.
There's some people, I'm not going to say like every single person I just didn't get to know and I'm just fucking all these strangers. Yeah. Like there's definitely people that I got to know and I know, but it's different. Like I've even like in the past I've had sex with people that I knew, like we knew each other, but we still didn't know each other.
Okay.
Like we, for instance, went to the same school or fucking had to work together or something like that.
Okay.
But I didn't know him like that. Like we didn't have hella conversations or anything before we decided to smash.
Okay. See, that's where we differ because I'm the type where most of my interactions have always been with people that even through small talk, we've just, you know, we'll maybe talk here and there in between us, you know, being like, all right, I want to come see you. We know what's about to happen. Even though I've been the one and done person, I've done it before. It's not my go-to. Like, I'm not going to waste my time nor my pussy on that.
I get it.
I'd rather, you know, if I'm going to give somebody my pussy, like, I want it to be like, all right, I want to continuously have, unless the sex was really bad, really, really bad, and then I was like, all right, never mind. And those have always been my instances for one and done. The sex has been terrible, and I'm like, I don't have the desire to want to teach you anything. So I'm just going to ghost you and keep it pushing.
Yeah, don't you say that. I think one and done used to always be my go-to, because even if it was good, I was one and done. Didn't you say like that? Like, they're bad, they're one and done. Like, even if it was good, it's one and done. Like, you're just a story.
Shit, if it's good, I want that shit every fucking day. Oh, my God. Oh, I would want it every day. Shit, even during a period. Like, listen.
I've only felt that way for the ones that I've decided to be in a relationship with. Mm-hmm. Or, well, maybe not only, but mostly. There have definitely been some that have slipped through the cracks that, you know, I've done a couple times and liked at the same time.
So how did you figure out that you would want more from that person? The ones that you ended up being in relationships with?
I guess from conversations. Because I'm not just a straight up asshole, like we just fucking and we not talking about nothing, never. Like I'm friendly, so I still like to have conversation and I like to say hi, how you doing? Like we can go out on dates. I'm okay with going on dates. Or, you know, was when I was single. But going on dates is fine, because for me, like, I'm never trying to lead anyone on at any point. So we're still always open about what the intention is. But if we're going to go on a date, like, sure. So we're getting to know each other at that point. So now it's just like, all right, maybe I like this person.
Okay. I understand that. And that's where I kind of differ at. Like, we don't need to go on dates. Just come to my house. We can chill here, watch movies, eat here, whatever. And then we can fuck afterwards all night long. Mm-hmm. And maybe in the morning if I let you, because I'm not a morning person. And then, you know, go from there. And if I find myself, like, I find that we talk a lot every day, then that'll give me a different aspect for where the relationship could go. But initially, and most times, I'm just like, no, I mean, we can talk, text. We probably follow each other on Instagram. That's probably how I got your number, because Instagram is my dating app. But yeah, for the most part, I'm just, I
think I mostly like dates because I like to eat. Like, I loved going out to eat. Like, that would used to be my favorite thing, to just try different restaurants and stuff like that. So, it was mostly about that. Like, yeah, we're going to go out to eat because I want to go out to eat.
See, I do that with my friends. I'm like, I'm okay with not doing that with guys. Like, I do that with my friends. Because, one, me and my friends, we don't have a max on the amount of money that we're going to spend on food. We all eat different things, so, and with guys, it's hard. A lot of guys are very, like, they want to eat burgers and chicken and occasionally steak, and I'm like, you're boring. Your taste buds are, you have the same taste buds as a fucking teenager, like, the fuck? And I hate it. So yeah, I don't go out with guys that often, and if I do, nigga, you are special.
I mean, I guess I can't even relate to that. I'm never going on a date with a man before.
Yeah, see, you have the fucking advantage.
Never going on no fucking date with a man. And I'm thinking about it, like, not... I lied. One single time I went on a date with a guy. I might have been 19. What year did Jill Scott's album come out? I might have even been 17.
Oh my God.
Honestly, that might have been the last time I wouldn't. Yeah. I don't date men.
Oh my God.
I don't date men at all.
I mean, I know you don't, but like, shit.
Not interested. Like, we don't have to go on no date. That's not the goal here. Like, I don't want a relationship, wow. So we don't have to go out on a date. That's never been something I've required.
I mean, yeah, no, I get it. I really want
to... it was 2007. It was when... I remember because he took me to Jill Scott's concert. That was my first concert that I paid for.
Okay.
Or not I paid for, but like a first paid concert, not like a free joint.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was... That concert was decent, first of
That's
all.
That's a good first
it
concert.
It was a great album. That was the album... Hate on me, hate us. Yeah. That was the one right there. And I was 17, first of all. Maybe I was 18. Because I was going to say, my parents just let me go. I was still restricted for a long time. Really until I was 18 and went away to college. Like, I still listened to my parents. I know a lot of people rebelled and their parents ended up kind of meshing with them. But I never got that luxury. Like, I would still get my ass beat until I was like 20.
Damn.
Not even gonna lie to you. Pretty sure I was like 20.
But yeah.
I don't even remember where we started. Oh yeah, that was the one time I went on a date with a guy. But usually I only go on dates with women because that's really the focus.
Yeah, guys. Oh God. Guys tend to not be creative when it comes to dates. It's always... We can't do the movies no more. Thank fucking God.
Right.
Even though I'm big on movies, but I'm always like, I'd rather go to the movies by myself.
I like the movies, though. Because then you get to talk about it afterwards. You got to have something to do afterwards. Like, you can't just go to the movies.
Yeah, but I feel like, for the most part, movie dates to me are corny. Just let me go by myself.
I feel you. You can't talk, so.
Yeah, and I hate people that talk during movies.
I mean, that's where maybe you should be taking niggas to movies so you know which ones to weed out.
No.
Once he sit next to you and be like, yo, you saw that? You know to never see him again.
And I'm gonna get up and walk away. But yeah, and then it's like the most go-to for guys is let's go out to eat. Well, my nigga, dinner can also be the second part of the date. I mean, or we can do something else and then grab food as we're doing it. Like, come on, there's other things to do. There are other things to do versus just going out to eat and whatever the fuck y'all hood niggas do. I don't know.
Go out to eat, go bowling.
Bowling, oh my God.
I like bowling.
I will say bowling dates are my favorite because y'all get to see my competitive side when it comes to bowling. Y'all really get to see. I love bowling. I'm not the greatest. But I also like to say, oh my God, it's something about a man that knows how to bowl. I don't know what it is.
It's something about a man who knows how to bowl.
Yes. It's the way he holds the ball.
Specific.
The way he holds the ball, because bowling balls are not they're not light.
Right, right.
The way he holds the ball, the weight of the ball that he chooses.
Right, okay.
And then how he actually does his, you know, how he releases the ball. It's just something.
Okay. And do you like watching men in the gym? Because that sound like...
No, I don't watch men in the gym. But I do watch when they do, when they play sports. Like, I watch certain mannerisms and how they move when they play sports. And that shit turns me on. I just thought about it. But that shit really turns me on. So, and bowling is a sport. But, right. Yeah, like, it was something about when me and my ex had went on a bowling date before. And I was just like, and this is after we were trying to go on dates after we had got back together at one point. And I was like, this shit looks so sexy. Like, it was just, it's just certain things that men do. Oh, Jesus Christ. I just had a flashback.
Is it the arms, the legs?
And bowling is posture. And bowling is the arms and the posture for me.
Okay.
I'm a sucker for a man's back. Oh my God. Damn. I need some sex.
Girl. So I guess you can learn to be passionate about someone if there's no chemistry.
Yeah, you can. It really just depends on if you're willing to learn. Or, you know, take the route to get to know them to learn if it could be a thing or not. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, it's a no. It's a no for me.
It's a yes.
It's
for
a no
me.
For me, dog.
I think so.
If we ain't already got that chemistry, there are millions, billions, trillions of people around that I can find that will have that chemistry immediately. Like, why we gotta learn it? Why we gotta spend all this time?
That is very true.
We don't.
We need to get out the U.S. Start fucking out.
Listen, I'm telling you, we so small minded. Like, from people that stay thinking about the people in Philly to the people that stay thinking about the people in Pennsylvania. Like, there are people way outside of Pennsylvania. There are people way outside of the U.S.
I'm gonna like, tell you this. I've dated guys that aren't from here, that live in other states and cities. There is nothing like a nigga from Philly. There's nothing like a man from Philly, period.
Yeah, sure. And I'm sure that every hometown says that.
No. I see why a lot of women are attracted to men from here. It's just something. And I'm talking about, I used to deal with niggas from New York. I dealt with a nigga from... I'm currently talking to a guy from Cleveland. I dealt with a nigga from D.C. And I love D.C. guys. And I'm just like, it's just something missing. And it's... I'm just like... To me, something's just missing.
I can't relate.
And I'm talking about black men. Like, I don't care about other races. I'm talking about black men. It's just... I give Philly niggas so much slack. But we have some of the best men in the country, in my opinion. And it's come from somebody that's dated men from other places.
You heard it here first. So
yes.
If you're not from Philly, you better get here. Because your husband might be here.
No.
Oh, keep never mind.
Stay in your cities. It's not too many of them around. We already, these bitches already fighting over him. No.
Right.
I'm not, I'll be damned. Bitch come up to Old Bay. All right, bitch.
Hey, yo. And on that note.
Bitch, let me tell you.
All right, y'all. So, we have a listener story this week.
A juicy one at that.
Thank you so much. And please don't forget that if you want to submit your own story or your own question, you can email us at youaintpodcast@gmail.com. Please, we will always keep it anonymous, confidential, and cute. So the story we have this week for y'all is from Anonymous S. Hey, S. I paid for this trip to ATL for this guy I was messing with birthday. So we agreed I will pay for the flight and dinner, and he will cover everything else. So it was the day we had that crazy rain and the flight was delayed. So I'm at home gathering all my stuff, checking my bags twice, even three times. So he wanted me to come pick him up from his house and take him to the airport, which was stupid because I live closer to the airport and he lives down Center City. So he asked if I can call him an Uber. Cool. So I did that. Took the Uber took him to the airport. So my ride had to make a stop and I was running late. But mind you, our flight was delayed. Okay, so I text him and said, sorry, I'm running late. My driver had to stop. No reply. Okay, so I arrived to the airport and I am playing around because we about to go out of town. This nigga had a serious face on. I'm like, now he acting like a whole bitch. So we went through TSA and stopped at Chick-fil-A. They ran out of chicken. So you know this short motherfucker start walking ahead of me, like leaving me behind? So I got to the gate and there wasn't any seats. So I kept walking and found one. Text this little bitch and said, hey, it's a seat next to me. No reply. So our flight was delayed again. This was like the fourth time now. So we're not scheduled to leave until like 10-ish. So I got up, walked over to him. This pussy was already sitting down. So me, being a nice person, I said, hey, I'm about to walk back and get food. He just looked at me. Man, I walked the fuck away. So I noticed Smashburger was the only thing open. So I called him and was like, do you want something for Smashburger? This short bitch going... Gonna say, of course I want something to eat from Smashburger. I told you I ain't eat all day.
Well, nigga.
Listen.
We gonna get there.
You got a fucking attitude problem.
We gonna get there.
So I'm like, yo, that's not what I asked. It's a yes or no. So he bore his midget ass and I paid for the food. Whole time we sitting down, he didn't say shit to me. Finally got on our flight, arrived to ATL. So now he asking me to get an Uber to the hotel. Like, sir, that's not my job. That's yours. He claimed he still didn't get his bank card. Uber arrived. He in the car talking about, did you bring any toiletries? Bruh. I didn't even answer him. At the hotel, he asked, can I use my card for the $75 since he didn't have one? Like, bruh, come on. Went upstairs to the room. Why did this nigga book a room with two double beds? So I went in the shower first and shit and see if he was going to end up in my bed. Nope. He slept in the other bed. Next morning, woke up, said good morning, asked him what time we getting ready. Because now I'm over the whole airport shit. Do y'all know this little bitch before he got in the shower going to say, I don't like how you carried yourself yesterday.
What?
Like I was one of his fucking kids. So you know me, changing my ways. I let him talk and get everything out. All a bunch of bull. So now it was my turn. He kept cutting me off and I just got annoyed that I didn't want to even talk anymore. But just to enjoy the trip. However, this dickhead said, enjoy your trip. So I'm like, oh, okay. As soon as he got dressed, I called the airline and booked the flight for that day. I was not about to stay any longer with his ass. So he came back and noticed I wasn't dressed. So he like, you're not dressed yet. I straight up told him, I'm going home. I don't like the way you talk to me and I'm not one of your children. So he left out the good deodorant and coffee. Mind you, he came back with Starbucks and didn't even call me or text me if I wanted anything. He started apologizing. Like, nigga, it's too late for that. Ugh, mind you, y'all, I wasn't even at ATL for a whole day. Like, I arrived at 1 a.m. and left at 12 p.m. Like, he is horrible. He thinks because he wears designer and makes a lot of money that someone should bow down to him. He got me fucked up. Unfollow him on all social media platforms and blocked his number.
Nope. Child. Let me tell you how. I would have never won the trip. The moment he said that he needed me to get an Uber. One, Ubers and Lyfts are not cheap right now.
Not at all.
So I would have been like, you want me to do what? Okay, never mind. We ain't going. Fuck it.
You already done paid for the flights. Pay for the Uber to get him to the airport. Pay for y'all Uber to get to the hotel. Pay for the hotel. And then this nigga want to talk to you like this?
And then the moment... Okay, cool.
Oh, and you paid for the food. Can't forget about that.
Say that I did get him Uber. Cool. Whatever. Boom. This little nigga had the fucking audacity to get an attitude because he, a grown-ass man, ain't eat.
Grown as fuck.
And said, no, what? How old are you? I'm not your fucking mother. Why are you not? You got.
I'm not your mother or your girlfriend. Like, let's always also remember that.
You have money. You have two working feet and two working hands. Why can't you get your own shit? Why can't you buy your own shit? Like, what? But let's pause. How the fuck Chick-fil-A run out of chicken?
Yo, that part had me. Like, come on, y'all. Y'all slacking. So what was y'all selling? Waffle fries and lemonade? I'm just like, what?
Chick-fil-A at the fucking airport is terrible. What the fuck? Chick-fil-A. Oh, my God.
It sounded like a bad joint. I would have been highly disappointed.
But also, I will say, I honestly hate... So wait, because there's a McDonald's. And I think like Terminal E, maybe. So McDonald's was open. But again, you know, still. The nigga caught an attitude to act like a chick. Because that's something I would do. I would straight. If I got an attitude, I'm ignoring you. I don't give a fuck. But Jesus Christ. I just.
Like, he couldn't even get out his own ass to realize that y'all about to be on this trip. Like, you go and eat. Relax. Like, y'all are about to be on a trip. Like, remember that y'all are about to be on a trip. Have some fun. Lighten up. You got attitude about whether or not she made sure you ate. What? How you carried it. What do you mean how you carried it? What you mean? Like, how did I carry it? I carried your ass to the motherfucking airport. That's how, yes, I carried it. The fuck? I carried your ass to ATL.
No ass. She said this nigga short, so I know... Child, I'm just over it. And then when y'all were talking, when y'all got to Atlanta, at the end of it, had the nerve to say, enjoy your trip. Okay. I will. See.
I will. My trip back home. Bye.
See, lucky it wasn't me. Because knowing me, I may have gone out, met a nigga, and brought him back to that fucking room. And I'm enjoying my trip, nigga. You enjoy yours.
That's reckless. That's reckless.
I'm enjoying my trip, nigga. You enjoy yours.
That is so reckless. You don't never know. Like, you don't never know. These niggas might end up fighting or some dumb shit just because.
He told me to enjoy my... I'm on a trip. I paid for myself to come down here. I paid for this fucking hotel.
Mm-hmm.
My nigga, you ain't getting this pussy. Somebody else is, though.
I'm right here. I mean, they had slept for a little bit and...
I paid for the motherfucking Uber for you to get to the airport in Philly.
Mm-mm.
I paid for our flight to get down to Atlanta. I paid for whatever that $75 was.
Right.
I paid for that Uber and Lyft to get to that fucking hotel. My nigga, you are not guaranteed this pussy at all.
I paid for the smash burger in the airport. You know that wasn't cheap. You paid for anything in the airport. Like,
nigga,
it's just...
you need to be... You should have been on that plane giving me head or something. Like, what?
Sucking my toes. Doing something.
Now, I paid for a trip. For a guy that I was dealing with for a while. But that's different. We put time together. Sis, close y'all fucking wallets and purses to these niggas y'all don't even know.
Yo, we still ain't hear from Anonymous H.
Oh, but we have.
Or did we?
But we have.
Okay, we got an update.
So this is kind of a little hazy because, you know, it was a while ago. It was, what, episode 2, right?
Yeah. I think
so. Yeah, she did say, she said update. She said, yes, he did give me the money the same night.
Okay.
So that money he owed her, he did give
it to
her.
From the hotel they stayed in that room.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And then that following weekend, she did go to see him.
Right. Like she said she was.
And she didn't pay for that getaway. And good. She told him. So she definitely did not open her money.
All right.
Her pocketbook, nothing like that.
Listen, she learned.
Child.
Learn well.
All I know is these niggas got us fucked up. They really got us fucked up. And y'all niggas that wear designer, I need to see receipts. Now I'm starting to think that nigga shit is fake.
Ayo.
I need receipts. Because why you couldn't pull out no money to pay for anything?
You couldn't pull out nothing. You had, like, your debit card stopped your whole life.
And that's my thing. Okay, I'm paying for all this. You got money on you. Nigga, run me my cash. And then we will be fine. You not even be like, yo, can you get this Uber? Can you get this Lyft? Can you pay this? And pull out the money, counting it, and be like, here you go. Mm-hmm. Like, my nigga.
That's not what was happening. He was just making sure that he got covered because he got that trip to Atlanta.
Ladies, we need to stop fucking these broke-ass niggas. That's what it is. Hello. These broke-ass, flaunting-ass, dusty-ass niggas. Stop. Y'all need to stop. We need to stop being so horny and open and wide open for niggas that look like they got money. We need to see. I'm about to start requesting bank statements.
Never let a broke nigga take you on a date. Hell no.
Because, honey, this is not the time. And ladies, if a nigga get excited over you having your own shit, that means he's broke. Don't even engage. Don't even engage. Because why does me having my own shit get you excited? No, my doors are closed, nigga. We can meet outside somewhere. My doors are closed.
I mean, some guys, you know, they on their Jamie Foxx. I love her because she got her own. It might be one of those. You know, yeah, I can't count them out.
I got my own for me and me only. I don't need no fucking roommates. Fuck that story really just pissed me off.
Yeah, no. I really like, you a fucking boss for leaving. Like, you just fucking left.
Real shit, because yo.
First of all, you got money. Can you take me to Atlanta? We have a good time.
Right,
listen.
And listen, sis.
We won't have a double bed. We'll
Shit, listen. We can get into some things. Fuck it, because...
Yo, that's funny.
You pay for a trip for me, sis. I'm all yours.
Hello.
I'm all yours. What you need me to do? Hello. I'll learn.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Okay. Show you my thanks.
It's time for the You Ain't Shit playlist.
So this week for the playlist, I'm going to submit one of my, it might be a low-key favorite of mine, but this group is fucking amazing. So the song I'm going to submit is Fucking Around by Phony People featuring Megan Thee Stallion.
It's a great song. If y'all haven't heard it, Meg did it on her tiny desk as a little sneak peek and then dropped the song. So it'll be on the playlist for you to hear it if you haven't heard it. Or for you to hear it if you have heard it. The fuck? My first song that I'm putting on there is just because, like, I'm still waiting, begging and pleading and waiting for our good sis Rihanna to come out with some fucking music.
Yes, please.
Damn it. She coming out with another fucking fashion show, though. Like, oh, that's a plug. Check it out on Prime Video. It's coming out, I think it's next month. She about to do a part two of her fashion show. Either this, I'm going to double check. Or Google it yourself. So right now, I don't feel like it. But yes, she is coming out with a second one.
She did something with ASAP and had us all excited. And then we realized it was for her fucking fashion show.
Right. It's gonna be featuring hella people. That's what I was excited about. Oh no, we do have to run this down before I put, so I'm putting on Rihanna, Woo by Rihanna.
Woo.
October 2nd is when the show is coming on Amazon Prime.
Oh shit.
And the models, not even the fucking music features, the models are gonna be Lizzo, Demi Moore, Bella Hadid, Willow Smith, Christian Combs, Big Sean, Paris Hilton, Normani, Rico Nasty, Chica,
Rico,
Shea Coulee, Jada Essence Hall.
Damn.
She bought him out. Like, it's gonna be a good show. I'm so excited. I was excited about Paris Hilton. I'm not even gonna lie. Paris forever. I love Paris so much.
Okay.
But that's just me. That's just me.
Nah.
But yeah.
I used to like Paris Hilton.
Rihanna, woo. Because we're waiting for more music. But that's one of my favorites by her. Off that album, at least.
Yes. Woo was a good one. So, my second submission is going to be from my new fave. I feel like she's my little sister. I feel like I told her all that I know. We're going to put Flo Milli's Weak on there. Because you niggas is weak. Like that nigga from Atlanta. You niggas is weak.
And if y'all haven't heard Flo Milli, like, she really up and coming. So check this song out. This was like her, that was kind of the one that got attention from people.
Yeah, she's only 19. She's from Alabama. My girl out here for real. She's a cute girl. But she's very talented. Listen to her. Listen to her album, Ho, Why Is You Here?
That's what it's called?
Yes, her album is called Ho, Why Is You Here?
I gotta check that out. I didn't even listen to the album.
It's so good. And then she does a song over, like, a slight sample of Gucci Bandana by Soulja Boy. She has a song over that beat. It's amazing.
That sounds decent. For my last submission, I got Moonwalking in Calabasas. by DDG featuring Blueface. Because y'all know I love Blueface.
We going,
this is actually one of my favorite verses from him. It's the funniest thing.
I'm going to tell you something. I was listening to this playlist, and of course the first song they played was that Blueface Baby song. I was like, what the fuck is this? And I was like, God damn it, Breezy.
Mm-hmm. It's y'all, a good song.
You know, but it flows well with the playlist, so I can't even front.
It worked. That thing knock. It's a good beat. It's a good hook. It works.
So Moonwalking in Calabasas. She actually played this for me, and it's not a bad song. I haven't heard Blueface yet, but the song doesn't sound bad. All right, y'all. That's it for this week. Don't forget to follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Queen Chickenhead.
Don't forget to follow me on Instagram at Breezy _ the gent. And don't forget to follow us at the You Ain't at You Ain't Shit Podcast on Instagram and
You Ain't Shit Pod on Twitter.
And don't forget to email us at youaintpodcast@gmail.com with all of your juicy stories and any questions that you may have.
Oh yeah, and I forgot, don't forget to like, share, and follow our Facebook page, You Ain't Shit. If you just type in "you ain't," it'll pop up. You'll see me there. Bye.
Ooh, bitch, you ain't shit.